Welcome to Chumba Casino, where the fun never stops and every spin is full of surprises. Get started with a free welcome offer, bonus gold coins for play, and sweeps coins for a chance at exciting prizes. Play anytime, anywhere, over 200 games waiting to explore. Chumba Casino, where the fun always finds you. What are you waiting for? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. Don't forget my book, What If? Tackling the Biggest Unanswered Questions in Philadelphia Sports History is available now. WhatIfPhillyBook.com. WhatIfPhillyBook.com is the website. You can pre-order now. All pre-orders come with free shipping and a personalized autograph, whatever you want to inscribe, write. If it's to someone, happy to do it, excited to do it, and hope you'll check out the book, whatifphillybook.com. Oh, man, the Phillies are on fire. Woo! What an incredible run here. 9 in a row. We'll talk a lot of Phils today on the WIP Midday Show. What a weekend with Painter, with the walk-off Friday with Boehm, the walk-off Sunday with Schwarber, first walk-off home run this team has had since Schwarber back in 2023. But I want to dive into a piece of the puzzle that we learned on Saturday, or started to continue to learn. Actually, maybe we haven't. I don't know what we're learning. And that was Saturday night with the Philadelphia Eagles. So, look, a lot of good. Trout Jr. continues to impress me. I think they've got nice depth at the running back position with Shipley and Steele. I love where this backup offensive line is coming together here between Markel Bell and Willie Lampkin and Drew Kendall. I think they are really, really solid up front with the backups. I like a lot of what I'm seeing here. Life from Ty Robinson, which they need that. They need another defensive tackle in this group to emerge just in case of injury or, you know, just down the line because Moro Ojomo is going to cash in as a free agent. So, like all that. The inside linebacker depth is awesome. This is a really deep team in a lot of areas. But one area that I'm not sure what they're doing is the backup quarterback spot. So, you know, the Eagles brought Andy Dalton in this offseason. And it was a weird trade when it happened. It was like, okay, a 7th-round pick for Andy Dalton, who really hasn't played particularly well in a while. And the assumption when that happened was that, at least my assumption, they were going to trade Tanner McKee. And it made sense to trade him right around or during the NFL draft before teams started to, you know, find cheaper or more long-term cheap solutions, like the Steelers found Drew Aller, the Jets found Cade Klubnik, Carson Beck to the Cardinals, you know, all these kind of teams that jumped into the second, third, fourth, fifth round pick quarterbacks. Maybe you could have dumped or, you know, traded McKee to one of those teams for a mid-round pick, and it's a flyer, maybe it becomes something, and he only has 1 year left on his deal. That would have made sense. And they didn't do that. And then they've created this backup quarterback competition. But then the specter behind it that makes it complicated is the drafting of Cole Payton. And I believe they're invested in Cole Payton's development. I've seen it in practice enough. Saw it last week in the fourth quarter. A little surprised he didn't play much on Saturday night, besides the last ditch effort to try to go win the game. And he got sacked and hit and the ball came out. They didn't give him reps on Saturday night. A little surprised by that. I think he'll play a lot on this final game of the preseason. But if they're invested in Cole Payton's development, and I believe they are, he's the first quarterback drafted under Sean Mannion. Well, they're not going to take 4 quarterbacks. So they've created this quarterback competition between Andy Dalton and Tanner McKee. And they've told us back and forth that, you know, they rotate reps at practice, and one guy gets the 2 reps one day, one guy gets the 3. My view the whole time has been that Andy Dalton has been treated more like the backup quarterback. And Tanner McKee has been treated more like the third quarterback. The only problem with that is that they have a third quarterback, and his name is Cole Payton. So where does that leave this backup quarterback competition? Where does it leave Tanner McKee? Where does it leave Andy Dalton? I can tell you this. McKee played far better on Saturday night Now, what is that worth? You know, when we were on the pregame show on Saturday, I asked Elliot Shore-Parks how the Eagles kind of weigh how you play in these preseason games versus how you do in practice, what they're seeing in all those reps, and that balance there. It's a tricky, unique balance. And Elliot said the practices matter more because they see every rep and they grade those more than just a game, which who knows who you're playing against. And maybe you have a day where you're good versus you're not good, and they're not going to overweigh the games. But it is hard not to see it. It's hard not to watch it. And I watched it on Saturday, just like you did. I mean, I'm addicted to this stuff. I love it. And I've watched every snap of both preseason games, and I will watch every snap Friday night of the Eagles and the Bengals. I don't even know. I mean, that's how little I think about it before it happens, but then I put it on, I'm going to watch it, and I'll be there Friday for the pregame show. So I've watched it, and I watched Saturday night, and Andy Dalton did not look good. I mean, his accuracy was off. There's the one out route to Eli Stowers where Dalton just sails it, and that's just got to be a staple play in this offense. That has to be a play he's got to make. That has to be a good throw, and it wasn't. So, okay, now what? Now what? Well, Tanner McKee looked better on Saturday, getting the ball out of his hands quickly, recognizing the hot reads, throwing with accuracy, throwing with some velocity. You know, if you just watched the game Saturday, you'd say, well, Tanner McKee should be the backup quarterback. Okay, so then they're just going to cut Andy Dalton? I mean, they could, and it wouldn't be outrageous. It just would make this whole thing a little bizarre. This has been one of the more bizarre quarterback shuffles I've seen the Eagles have in a while, where I don't really understand the end game. Because if it's just about competition and you just want to get the most out of each person, okay, take the best man and move on. It would make more sense if Cole Payton wasn't drafted. It would make more sense if Cole Payton had been so bad this training camp that you think, maybe they're just going to cut him. It would make more sense if you thought there was a trade market for one of Dalton or McKee. I don't really think there is. Now, you know, over the next week or so, someone could get hurt and someone could want a third quarterback that has some life to them. Eagles is last year with Sam Howell. So that's possible. I mean, it's possible that someone would just want to bring a guy into a building and get him there, especially if they don't have a young quarterback that they're trying to stash or hold or anything like that. So I think there's a chance the Eagles could flip a McKee or a Dalton back for a sixth or a seventh, but I don't feel confident in it. I don't feel like they're going to get major value.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
And the whole thing is bizarre that if we go to Saturday morning or Sunday morning of next weekend and the Eagles just end up cutting one of these guys, you kind of look back and say, what was the point of all that? You know, they've liked Tanner McKee. They've talked about liking Tanner McKee. He was the backup last year. So we, in essence, cut his reps down this summer with a brand new offense in order to give reps to Andy Dalton, who we cut anyway. That doesn't make any sense. And if they end up cutting Tanner, well, then they misplayed his value considerably. Because there were stories last summer, there were stories this spring about how high the Eagles valued him and would only accept, you know, a certain kind of pick for him. I mean, heck, on the Midday Show last year, Hugh Douglas said he wanted the 9th overall pick in the draft for Tanner McKee, which was never going to happen. The Saints were never giving that pick away for a guy like Tanner McKee, but that's the way we talked about him. Last summer, there were debates, would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick? Of course. If that was offered and the Eagles turned it down, Howie Roseman would have to answer for that. That's ridiculous. This is a player right now that I'm not sure what his value is in the NFL, even playing well on Saturday. I do wonder, though, and Nick Sirianni spoke to this after the game on Saturday, that they had a rep count that they were trying to get to with Tanner McKee on Saturday. Because he was asked Saturday night, why not just leave Tanner in for the final drive? He had played pretty well. They're trying to win the game. It's kind of a weird spot to just throw Cole Payton in. You know, Cole Payton was warming up coming out of the half. And at one point on the TV broadcast, Scott Graham seemed to allude or think he was going to start the half. And then he didn't. Tanner McKee did. And Tanner McKee kept playing and playing well. And then we're going into the fourth. I'm like, all right, it's got to be Cole Payton's time now. And then now another drive for McKee. And that took long. And then there's like no time left. And then they roll Cole Payton out there. So when I watched it, and then I heard Sirianni say what he said, I wonder, was that a Tanner McKee trade showcase game? Was that a game to – he was throwing well, he was playing well. Do you just leave him out there and cross your fingers he keeps doing well and hope he puts up a good game on tape and someone says, you know what, I want this guy. And that's how you settle this thing? Maybe. It wouldn't shock me if the Eagles were thinking bigger picture with that and had a trade showcase game set up for Tanner McKee, and he did well. That wouldn't surprise me. But it's been a bizarre summer and spring with the Eagles' backup quarterback. It doesn't seem to fit. Like, nothing seems to fit. And the puzzle pieces around it all seem a little bizarre. And the other part that, you know, I think was a bigger talking point around this, now doesn't feel to be as much, is, well, Andy Dalton has played in this system before. And then you go back to his career, he hasn't. He's played a little bit, you know, he's played with so many different coordinators, but it's not like he's played a ton of football, you know, or you know, even 3 or 4 or 5 years in this system. So it's not brand new for him. And when you're as old as him and been in the league since 2011, like he has, you've seen probably variations of every football language, every offensive football language. So I'm sure that it's not challenging for him or too challenging from a mental perspective because he's been around the game so long. But I don't, you know, Tanner McKee, this is a big departure from the offense, just like it was for Jalen Hurts, right? That's a lot of footwork and movement. And, you know, you could, if this just ends with McKee having the job, I just wonder if it was even worth it. I wonder if it was even worth it to bring Dalton in just to take reps away from McKee. And, you know, so it almost feels like no matter where this lands, the Eagles kind of whiffed on this one. And they rarely whiff on value. They rarely whiff on the quarterback game of shuffling and value and flipping guys. And they're usually ahead of things. And for some reason, they've been behind on this backup quarterback thing. Now, Cole Payton has a chance to reset this issue for them because I think he's a good developmental prospect and he's going to be cheap for a few years, right? So, you know, we'll see where the future goes of Jalen Hurts. But it's nice that they have a young, cheap, developing quarterback just in the pipeline. So if he takes a huge leap, we'll have a conversation about that. If he doesn't, he's another guy that you could, you know, like kind of like Tanner McKee, to where 2023, they draft him in the sixth round. And then by 24, 25, you start to have that conversation of, do we have something of value here? And the Eagles ultimately didn't do anything with the Tanner McKee value. Maybe they will with Cole Payton. Maybe they won't. You know, we'll see how Cole's career goes. But that will make some more sense. But this is strange. And I'm curious on Saturday night, or Friday night, excuse me, the final preseason game. You know, I would think the number two quarterback Friday night is just not going to play. Like, if they know, then you have to protect that guy, right? Then I would just play the three and the four. I would give, and if you have a trade kind of worked out, then maybe you don't play either. Then you just give the game to Cole Payton and say, go play football today. This is the final time you'll get extended snaps, most likely until next year. So, you know, that's a possibility too. I mean, they could put both these guys under lock and key on Friday night and just let Cole Payton go play, you know, 70 snaps and see what the guy could do. I mean, I think that's in the range of outcomes, and there's a lot of range of outcomes here for the Eagles with this. I don't know. I mean, I'm curious today at practice, will be at training camp, you and I, how the reps are distributed. Eagles will practice tomorrow in the open practice tomorrow night at Lincoln Financial Field. And that'll be one for fans to take in and get some eyes on these two players. But it's not something that's easy to call, because if it's just based on the preseason game so far, I'd rather put McKee in the game. I feel more comfortable with Tanner McKee playing a game for the Eagles this year, if necessary, than I do Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton, you know, the other part of this that you don't know until you kind of see the player, especially at such an advanced age, like, when is a guy washed? And Andy Dalton could be washed. He could be. Now, you know, you don't want to overreact to a few throws here or there, but I haven't seen anything that's like, oh, he still really got it. I mean, he zipped one throw over the middle. I was like, oh, that's pretty good. But I don't really see the point of Andy Dalton. You know, as time goes on, if Jalen Hurts gets hurt for a few weeks, I think it's probably a negligible difference between Dalton and McKee. Probably not that much of a difference. And then if things went, you know, totally south this season, by December, let's just say it's a worst case scenario. By December, the Eagles know, you know, they're not making the playoffs, and they're not going to keep Jalen Hurts, right? They're going to move on after the season. I think it would be more instructive for the franchise to see two or three games of Cole Payton down the stretch to add that to their evaluation before they go into next year's draft to effectively replace Hurts or trade for another quarterback, like just to see, okay, what do we have here? Like they did in 2020 with Jalen Hurts taking over. He just started as a third-string quarterback behind Sudfeld, and eventually by the end of the year, he got to play, and I think they saw, we got something here. Let's roll with this. That would be instructive more than Andy Dalton. So like Andy Dalton really only makes sense if you think it's a pretty clear upgrade over McKee in the event of a either a short-term injury or an early season injury where you want to try to keep things on the rails. But I don't know. I mean, I am as puzzled by this backup quarterback competition as I think a lot of people are. All right. I appreciate listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. 94WIP. Check it out there. What if phillybook.com? It's your chance to get my book. It is free shipping right now, personalized autographs. What if phillybook.com? Truly appreciate everyone who's purchased so far. Go get yours. Thanks and have a great day. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.